Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's KISW Loud and Local right now. I'm talking with Mantle Collapse in Tacoma. Is that right? You guys are in Tacoma?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. A couple dudes down in Tacoma, missing one member. So why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us what you do for the band, and then we'll introduce who's missing.
Sweet. Yeah. I'll start. My name is Jay, Jay Paul. I do some singing for the band, and I also play bass.
Awesome.
And I'm Austin King. I play drums, do backing vocals on a couple tunes where it's necessary. Yeah.
And who are we missing?
Missing Mr. Peter Wellman. He's our guitarist.
Okay. Well, shout out to Peter. Whose record collection are we looking at behind us? That's a nice record collection.
Oh, thank you. This is half mine, and the other half is my roommate's, who's not in the band, but he's also a cool guy.
Oh man, nice, dude. Right on, dude. Okay, so tell me you guys can just chime in with whoever wants to start. Tell me a little bit about the origin story of Mantle Collapse, man, because I stumbled across this demo, this EP, rather, the EP one, four song. It came out this year. I stumbled across it just searching through new stuff on Bandcamp. So I need to know the origin story. How'd you guys, get together, and how'd you guys meet and all that stuff?
Okay. Are you cool with me?
Yeah.
Go
for it, man.
Well, we've known each other for like a million years. we're both from, and Peter as well. Three of us are from Gig Harbor, Washington.
Cool.
Right over the Narrows. And we've been playing music together since high school. We got together and played in this little punk band called Mystery Machines back in the day.
Cool.
And then we all kind of went our separate ways when college came around. And weirdly enough, after COVID, we all found ourselves back in the Tacoma area. So we just started doing what we did when we were younger and made a band again.
Yeah, I had a couple jam sessions. It felt real right. Felt more mature this time around. So really wanted to kind of go head first into it, make some mean tunes for people, see what we can make out of it,
Music's a little bit heavier. Sounds like you guys totally probably drank some more beers, got some facial hair, and wrote some riffs.
Exactly. A little less hair on the top as well. Yeah, more on the face.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Sweet. So and then your third member, you guys also, he also was from Gig Harbor?
Yep. Yeah, we're like three peas in a pod, all from the same place. And yeah.
What brought you guys to Tacoma then?
That's a great question.
Closest city?
Yeah. Less are actually more going on than Gig Harbor. Like, you know, some events going on, a little bit younger of a crowd too.
True.
Bit nicer people, I'd say, for the most part.
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Well, what's your favorite venue in Tacoma? You like the alma mater rooftop or the Spanish ballroom? What's your vibe?
Spanish ballroom's really very sweet venue.
Yeah, out of the ones we played, I'd say personally Plaid Pig.
Yeah, that was a very fun venue to play. I also have a special place in my heart for Real Art.
Yes.
South Tacoma Way. That place is very nice. Very nice sound in that venue.
Absolutely. I used to go to it when it used to be called the Viaduct. It was an old hardcore punk venue. Yeah. And then they switched. Nice. Now it's Real Art. That place rocks. Always support all ages music venues. So you guys actually have some gigs coming up. We're going to be talking about those in just a few, but so tell me a little bit about the release of the EP. So were you guys kind of like a pandemic band? Did you guys, you know, get together during the pandemic, really?
Yeah, pretty much. I wouldn't say like the beginning of the pandemic, probably sure. like the second year, whatever we're going on right now.
The first decade of the pandemic, yeah.
Yeah, oh man, I really hope not. But we figured that since shows weren't really happening, it'd be a great time to make some songs, try to build a bit of a catalog and be show ready for when shows did come back. And sure enough, when kind of seemed chill to start going out again, we got our first couple of shows and they went super well.
Where was your first show?
Lucky Liquor.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah. Up by Boeing.
Yeah. Good old Tequila.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Nice. Good people up there.
Okay. So who came up with the name Mantle Collapse?
Yeah, I did.
It's all that guy.
I did. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Life, this is weird, but like for my whole life, I've had like a mini phobia of like slugs and snails. Oh. I don't know why, but they always mess with me a bit. So I online a long time ago, I read some random blurb that like when a snail gets picked up by its shell, it, you know, goes through like a horrible thing called mantle collapse. And it's like a slow death because they get disconnected from their shell. And that's just the most metal thing ever. And also extremely sad.
Yeah.
So it makes me relate to the thing that I was extremely afraid of my whole life. So I don't know. I just like the way it sounds and I pitched it to the guys and yeah, it weirdly stuck.
Yeah. Thought it was heavy as hell.
So it's super metal and also super emo. Wow.
Right. Damn. Right. I know. those poor snails, man.
Right. How could you ever relate to the most disgusting thing you were so afraid of?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you know the EP, you guys did you guys record it yourselves or did you go somewhere to record it?
Yeah, all self-recorded. I did all of the mixing and mastering with limited gear and non-ideal recording conditions, like not being in a legit studio or anything. It's a bit of a challenge, but a fun challenge, and I'm very pleased with how the EP sounds and, you know, how clean for the most part I was able to get everything. I think it goes pretty hard.
Absolutely. So, where did you find the artist?
For the album art?
Yeah.
You would know.
Yeah, Emmeline Agnew is the artist who did the painting. She's also a Gig Harbor student, like former Gig Harbor student. We grew up together. So she went to Western, which is where I went to college.
I went to Western as well. I did radio up at Cugs.
Hey, nice. Sweet. I've been in the booth a couple times, not doing it myself, but a couple friends of mine who did some broadcasting through there. That's dope.
Yeah,
but we went to Western together, and yeah, she's an amazing, amazing painter. So she, weirdly enough, did our art for Mystery Machines when we were kids. So she's still doing the art, we're still doing it. So I reached out and said, hey, let's literally do what we did a long time ago again. And yeah, she painted some really, really cool artwork for us. She's also going to do our EP2 cover, which is coming out relatively soon. We're going to be recording it, I should say.
So I'm looking at the artwork. Is it a child pulling their hair with, is that a snake?
Or it could be. It could be.
Is this open to interpretation?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, we just hit her up and we're like, hey, we're, you know, mantle collapsed, metal band, there's snails involved, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
And I think the swirl of the headband is kind of inspired by like a snail shell.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, cool. Well, it's beautiful. So
We agree.
Shout out to her.
You know, go Emmeline at Oily Coward on Instagram. Jeez. So glad I remembered that.
She needs to do your merch, man.
I know. That's true.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Some fly merch.
Right? So you guys have some shows coming up. The Kraken, which is an awesome venue here in Seattle, mm-hmm. in the U District, with on July 1st with Battle Stations and Fixtures, and then Slim's yep. Last Chance on July 2nd with Fly Honey and Maya Koo.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir.
And then also at Factory Lux, which is in the Rainier Brewery on July 17th.
Yep, that's going to be with Foul Blooded and King Akira.
Okay, awesome, man. Well, let's go into one of the songs. The first song is called Control and Bathe in the Blood that we're going to play. What do you guys want to say about this one? If there's anything we can say.
Yeah, I don't really know if I want to say anything about it. I think it speaks for itself a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's let the music speak for itself.
Yeah. I think that's all right. Smart.
Let's jump into it. Mantle Collapse with Control / Bathe in the Blood from EP 1. It's Loud and Local on the Rock.
We'll be right back.
just heard by Mantle Collapse. You can go see them at the Kraken on July 1st with Battle Stations and Fixtures. Slim's Last Chance on July 2nd in the Soto area with Fly Honey and Maya Koo, or at Rainier Brewery, also in Seattle, as a part of the Factory Lux venue on July 17th. Three shows. You make your choice or go to all three and support this rad band. So the EP is called EP1. Do you guys, what's the best way to support you guys and get this music? Do you guys prefer streaming, CD, or what's the best way to get this music that would really support you guys?
Definitely streaming through Spotify, I think would help, give us a boost, and downloading our EP through Bandcamp.
Bandcamp is the jam. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pay what you want. Give us a dollar. You can give us $5. You can get it for free. And I'd say the biggest thing is if you end up liking our tunes, share it with your friends. Share it with somebody else who you might think would really dig it, get something out of it.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So you guys are, you know, from here in the Northwest, from Gig Harbor. What's your favorite Northwest band or bands of all time? You know, it doesn't have to be a band that's, you know, going today. It could be one you grew up playing shows with, or, you know, a classic band. What are some of your favorite Northwest bands?
Yeah, I got one right away. Carp, Kill All Redneck
Friends
from Tumwater.
So heavy.
Yep. That's one of my favorites of all time. And I know Peter, our missing band member, would also agree that we need to shout that one out for sure.
Carp. Okay. Right on.
I don't know. There's a lot of local musicians that I think are really special and just have this really insane sound, but yet like they just remain so far in the underground. I'd have to say Ralph Rain is one of them. He's a conscious hip hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
Speaks some truth.
Yeah.
Phydra, I'd say, is another one. It's a really cool bass music producer. Makes some really weird stuff. But cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you guys mentioning that you're from Gig Harbor reminds me of the old KitsatBands.com days. Do you remember KitsatBands.com?
Oh, my God. I do not think I do.
I can't say I do.
Okay,
either.
I'm too old. Bands like Kane Hodder. Time to Fly, shout out to the old Gig Harbor Belfair scene. Good times.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. All right. Well, what's the first album you ever purchased with your own money? First CD, tape, vinyl, whatever. The first piece of physical media, music wise, that you ever bought with your own money?
You want to go first?
Oh, man.
It's embarrassing. Mine was no doubt Tragic Kingdom. So
nice. That's amazing. Mine for sure is behind me. It's a copy of, Powerage, like an old beat up copy of Powerage by AC/DC. I'm
nice.
Not okay. I bought it from the Music Coop in Ashland, Oregon.
Okay, cool.
I think it was Fall Out Boy CD.
There you go. Yeah.
From Under the Cork Tree, I believe.
Oh,
the first one.
That's like their first big album. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Right on. So maybe we'll get some AC/DC mixed with Fall Out Boy on the next.
that's our sound right
now. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You could really, really, really just, you know, summarize it in two bands. What are you guys looking forward to this summer, guys?
Ooh, just playing a lot of shows. We got a lot lined up and we're really excited to just, you know, get out there.
Cool.
Yeah. Share some people our sound, make some new songs along the way too.
Yeah, I'm really jacked to record our second EP. I'm really proud of the first one, but it's just like one of those things where you, when you're an artist, or I'm sure everybody who does any piece of art understands, you put something out and you're immediately like, oh God, you know, I could do so much better on the next one. I think I'm really feeling that one this time around.
Yeah.
So can you tease us with when we might expect it, or is just up in the air so far?
I've been talking with the guys and I've been saying that I think the production turnaround for EP2 is going to be a little bit faster, so I'd say maybe early fall.
Cool.
Probably. Mm-hmm. You could expect it.
Right on. Well, I am looking forward to that, but in the meantime we got these four, you know, heavy jams to really keep us keep us ready to go. And we're actually going to play another one here, but we're going to go into this next song. But before we do, why don't you give me shout outs or thank yous to anyone that, supported you on your way to this point, or bands that you're digging, or friends that you want to shout out?
I'll go ahead and shout out. I just want to shout out two people who are not with us, but that, supported us all throughout our whole situation. One good friend of mine, Noah Shinkey, shout out to you, man. And Cody Myers as well, an old supporter and great friend of ours. Want to shout out. Awesome.
Yeah. And, on that note, I want to shout out, friend Brad, who we lost over the course of the pandemic. He would have been super stoked on our band and like everything else that we're doing. And yeah, I guess just shout out to our kind of close circle of friends. They dig our stuff. They pretty much believe in us, what we do.
Sure, so, hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very lucky to have a good support system around us. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. It sounds so cool that you guys were, grew up together, went your separate ways and came back together. And now it's like, just like, good friends reuniting over some heavy riffs and some good beers.
Yep, exactly. In that order. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, A Mantle Collapse, again, their EP is 4 songs. You can stream it. You can download it. You can buy it. You can go see them live. Again, 3 upcoming shows, July 1st with Battle Stations and Fixtures, Slim's Last Chance on July 2nd. Fly Honey and Maya Coop and Factory Lux, Rainier Brewery inside that Rainier Brewery. It's part of the Factory Lux new venue. July 17th. Any final words before we jump into this song?
Just thanks so much for listening. And if you give the EP a listen, also thank you so much for giving it a spin.
Yeah.
Hope to see you at a show.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you got 3 to choose from. Here's Good Lord 2. It's Mantle Collapse on Loud and Local. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.